SuriNet News, I'm Bill Wise. Two protesters were arrested yesterday during a protest at the St. Louis Galleria following the fatal officer-involved shooting of 23-year-old Terry Tillman over the weekend. The Richmond Heights Police Department said that the two were blocking a roadway and didn't leave with the rest of the crowd after a police order. Tillman was shot in the parking lot of the Galleria after a short foot chase. Police have not confirmed whether Tillman ever drew his gun. The governor and first lady have given up the governor's mansion life for about 5 months while major renovations are underway. Most of the upgrades are from the HVAC, electrical, and fire alarm systems. The Parsons are living on the National Guard base, and First Lady Teresa Parsons says the drive is worth the distance to get the much-needed mansion repairs done.
Well, probably the convenience to the office, because the governor could travel back and forth much quicker. It's a little further distance to come out here.
The $3.8 million project is on pace to finish in October, just in time for kids to stop by for Halloween. Other information about the renovations will be aired tomorrow on SuriNet. Officials say the largest state government reorganization in decades will allow the Missouri Department of Economic Development to focus exclusively on economic development. Director Rob Dixon told Capitol reporters DED is now focusing on helping Missouri prosper and helping communities grow.
For the Department of Economic Development, what that means is we're going to go from an agency of about 900 employees, 865 or so, down to 177 employees. We're going to be laser-focused and streamlined.
When the governor announced the plan in April, DED's 865 employees were more than any of its Midwest competitors, and Missouri ranked eighth among Midwest peer states in wage growth. And searchers have found the body of an 18-year-old who drove into the Missouri River in Jefferson City. Lloyd Randall's body turned up on the Callaway County side of the Capitol yesterday afternoon. Witnesses saw Randall drive into the river near the Norin access on the north side of Jefferson City on Friday night. Trained volunteers from Missouri have set out for the East Coast to help with Hurricane Dorian response.
Two-person Red Cross teams from various regions in Missouri and the emergency response vehicles will provide food and other disaster supplies to the residents of affected by the storm. Other volunteers will serve in logistics, transportation, and shelter operation. Missouri Task Force 1 volunteers left Friday to help in Florida. The 45-person team of first responders specializes in water rescues, among other duties. Task Force 1 members are from all over the state and one of 28 such teams in the U.S. Dorian, after making landfall in the Bahamas, is already the strongest storm this year and among the strongest hurricanes in history. Ashley Byrd, SuriNet.
And officials are investigating after a small plane crashed into a wooded area near the Branson Airport. Three people on the plane were able to walk away from the wreckage with only minor injuries. You're listening to the latest news on SuriNet.